preterite perfect tense.
Well, I'm perfect for that.
Let's get into today's conversation.
See, he gets prepared in advance before knowing he's coming here. So, well, Carlos, I think we should get into it.
Sí, ¿a dónde va?
A la cuadra 7 de la calle San Agustín en San Miguel.
A ver, la cuadra 7 de la calle San Agustín, 70 colones.
¿70 colones? No se pase, maestro, nunca pago más que 30.
Sí, pero el precio de combustible ha subido un montón. Mire, la llevo por 60 colones.
50 está bien, salimos.
Ya, ya, suba. Sí, ¿a dónde va?
Yeah, where you headed?
A la cuadra 7 de la calle San Agustín en San Miguel. The 7th block of San Agustín Street in San Miguel.
A ver, la cuadra 7 de la calle San Agustín, 70 colones.
Let me see, the 7th block of San Agustín Street in San Miguel, 70 colones.
¿70 colones? No se pase, maestro, nunca pago más que 30. 70 colones? Don't go overboard, man. I never pay more than 30.
Sí, pero el precio de combustible ha subido un montón. Mire, la llevo por 60 colones.
Yeah, but the price of gas has gone way up. Look, I'll take you for 60.
50 está bien. Salimos. 50 is cool. Should we go?
Ya, ya. Suba.
All right. Get in. So today we're going to start out with a feminine noun.
Cuadra.
Block.
Cuadra. Cuadra.
And then up we have a feminine and masculine noun.
Maestro, maestra.
Master, expert.
Maestro, maestra. Maestro, maestra.
Next up we have an adverb.
Nunca.
Never.
Nunca. Nunca.
Then we have a masculine noun.
Precio.
Price.
Precio. Precio.
Then we have another masculine noun.
Combustible.
Gasoline.
Combustible. Combustible.
And then up we have a verb.
Subir.
To go up, to get in, to a vehicle.
Subir, subir.
El pretérito perfecto. Nati, could you explain the preterite perfect tense for us?
Con mucho gusto.
Hold on, let me get ready.
Okay, well, the preterite perfect, or el pretérito perfecto, express an action in the past that is linked in some way to present, or is that near the present?
It sounds simple enough.
Espérate. We know that the action took place prior to the moment of speech, but we don't really know when it finished.
Okay, I'm still with you, but how is this tense used usually?
Well, it's usually used with a temporal expression. That way it can make a little clearer when the action took place.
Sure, now formation?
Okay, this is where it might get a little tricky. Okay, to form the preteric perfect, use the present tense of the auxiliary verb haber and a participle.
Okay, that sounds simple enough.
Do I detect a hint of sarcasm?
Oh no, Nati, it's more than just a hint. If it is that simple, what about irregular forms?
Well, that happens when the participle is irregular. Listen to the forms of haber are the same no matter what kind of participle is used.
Okay, let me try. The regular participle is formed by removing the infinitive ending and adding ado for AR verbs and ido for ER and IR verbs. So that's ADO for AR verbs and IDO for ER or IR verbs.
Yeah, well, okay. Let's try this formation with some verbs.
Okay, which?
Contar.
To count.
Correr.
To run.
Dormir.
One of my favorites, to sleep.
Bueno, número uno. So the infinitive is contar and the participle is?
Contado.
Contado, right. So the auxiliary verb haber.
Yo he contado.
Nice, which means?
I have counted.
How about in a plural form?
Nosotros hemos contado. We have counted.
Exactamente.
So I see we keep the past participle of the verb in question and what changes is the auxiliary verb, haber.
So really, all you have to remember is how to conjugate haber and combine them. Okay, dos, correr.
To run, right. Participle, corrido. So tú has corrido, you have run.
And the plural?
Han corrido, they have run.
I think you got the hang of it.
Hey, just for good measure, the last verb was dormir.
To sleep, go ahead.
Él ha dormido.
Mm-hmm.
He has slept, singular, and ellas han dormido. They have slept, feminine.
God loved Learning Center.
Oh, trust me, Nati, I do. So, Nati, how...